This is Transmogrified, a Captain America Avengers Movieverse fanfic written by Odds Bodkins and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing James Bucky Barnes Steve Rogers, with additional tags for post-movies, tentacles,
what was I thinking?
Crack. Author's notes. This fic is...
Oh god, what did I just write? What is this? I don't even...
Consider yourself warned. The latest scientific genius to go down the mad scientist route had probably been reading too much Calvin and Hobbes. It would explain why the device that was fired at them was labeled Transmogrifier. That, and the cuddly tiger. The beam had hit Steve, Bucky, Natasha, and Clint. But fortunately for them, the transmogrifier had a very patchy effect, and only on inorganic materials. So Steve's shield had sprouted four legs, fur, a pair of eyes, and a mouth at one side of its rim, and was now scampering around the lab, sniffing at things. With the short legs, it looked a little like a circular red, white, and blue dachshund. Clint's bow had grown feathers, the arrow he'd had knocked becoming a beak, and had flown up to perch on one of the lights, occasionally squawking at the world. Natasha's gun had become scaly and grown lizard-like legs. After Natasha had dropped it, it had gone for the nearest patch of sunlight, curled up, and was now apparently asleep. But Bucky? Instead of a metal arm, Bucky now had a sinuous tentacle, which split at the approximate point of the wrist into five smaller tentacles. It was still gray, still had a red star at the shoulder, but was now very much organic. Bucky was looking at it in slightly horrified fascination, flexing it and turning it round, the five small tentacles curling and uncurling.
This is grade A weird. I've had a few left arms in my time, but all of them have had elbows.
He looked up at where Tony and Bruce were poking around the inside of the transmogrifier.
Is it permanent?
No,
said Tony definitively.
Probably not,
said Bruce, much less certainly. Steve knew enough to mentally translate that into,
we have no idea how this thing even works, let alone the duration of its effects.
They'd just have to wait and see, and adapt as necessary.
The scientist who had made the thing was being hauled off by SHIELD agents, but wasn't talking to anyone except his stuffed tiger.
Steve looked at Bucky, who was now touching each of his tentacle fingers to the fingers of his right hand.
Can you feel with it?
Bucky didn't look away from his new arm as he answered.
Yeah, I think even better than with my normal hand. You have no idea how weird this thing is, Steve. I haven't felt anything other than from the basic pressure sensors with this arm for years.
He smiled at Steve.
It's kinda awesome. That's nice,
said Clint.
But what are we gonna do about the others? Do they need feeding? Taking for walks?
As if in answer to that, the shield cocked its leg and pissed against a table leg. Natasha raised an eyebrow. If it pees, it probably needs food and water. She bent down and picked up her sleeping pistol.
It stirred slightly, then curled up contentedly in her hands.
Clint looked up at his bow,
still perched on the light fitting.
Here, boy? Here, Bowie? It looked at him, then flapped down to perch on his shoulder. At least it's loyal.
Bucky looked up from his exploration of his new hand and said,
"Wait till it craps down your back."
Steve looked at his shield. Before he had to make up his mind as to the least embarrassing thing he could call it, it seemed to sense his attention and scampered over. He picked it up, and it put its front paws on his shoulders and licked his face.
"Is that adorable or disturbing?"
said Tony.
Steve ignored this. "Tony, Bruce, we are going home. I don't know what damage these animals might do here. Keep us updated."
Natasha and Clint flew them back, leaving Steve and Bucky as animal wranglers. It wasn't too difficult, as the bow and pistol, or Bowie and Glocky, as they apparently had now been named, happily went to sleep. Steve's shield, still nameless, settled itself in his lap, paws in the air. Steve absently scratched its belly, noting that it had brown stripes in its fur where the straps of the shield should be. Bucky hadn't stopped being fascinated with his new arm, and was tangling and untangling the tentacles with the fingers of his right hand, and experimenting with picking things up with a single tentacle. He looked at Steve, and reached out to stroke his face with his tentacles. It was a caress unlike anything Steve had ever experienced before. Muscular and yet yielding, with the suckers making the sensation even stranger. But it was hot as hell. He swallowed, and Bucky grinned at him and mouthed, "Later." Back at the tower, the shield happily followed Steve and Bucky to their rooms. As soon as the door was shut behind them, Bucky looked at Steve and flexed his tentacles at him.
"So you want to find out what these can do?"
Steve kept deadly serious as he said, "You might be stuck with them. We need to find out their capabilities. For the field."
"Field. Sure."
Bucky stood close to Steve and gently rested the tentacle hand on his face. It felt warm, almost like skin, but not quite. The side without suckers a little too smooth, the other side with that strange texture. And those muscular ripples, as Bucky flexed the tentacles, traced his features with them, they were something else. One of the tentacles got to the corner of his mouth, and Steve darted his tongue out to meet it.
Bucky's breath hitched,
and Steve turned his head to take two of the tentacles into his mouth. It was a little like kissing,
except there were two of them, narrower and more mobile, tangling and twirling with his tongue. "Jesus, Steve, this should not feel this good. Wait. Steve, stop."
Bucky pulled his tentacle arm away from Steve. Steve turned to follow Bucky's gaze. The shield had hopped up onto the coffee table and was looking at them intently.
Not looking, staring. They both stared back at it for a few moments.
It seemed expectant, somehow. Bucky said,
"Can we take this someplace it isn't watching?" "Good plan."
It scurried after them to the bedroom, and Steve felt a real heel shutting the door on it, especially as he could hear it scratching at the door and whining.
but he was definitely not having sex with it in the room, and he really, really wanted to explore Bucky's new tentacles.
Bucky was stripping out of his uniform, and Steve followed suit. As soon as they were both naked on the bed, Bucky reached out again, started tracing Steve's face with the tentacles. Steve took two of them into his mouth, started to tangle with them and suck on them in earnest.
Oh, yeah, it feels good. Not as good as when you suck my dick, but better when you suck my fingers. Christ, I love your mouth.
Steve drew back.
How about using those someplace else? I haven't even touched myself with them yet.
Steve swallowed.
Do that.
Bucky grinned and ran the tentacles from his own neck down his torso, finally ending up curling around his own dick, each of them moving independently, stroking and curling.
Oh, fuck! Oh, Steve, fuck, this feels good.
It looked wrong, like Bucky was being molested by something. And Steve had to keep tracing the line of the tentacle back up to Bucky's shoulder to reassure himself. But it was incredibly hot at the same time.
If this is permanent, I'm gonna resign from S.H.I.E.L.D. and spend the rest of my life jerking myself off.
You're not gonna share? Bucky grinned again and moved to wrap his tentacles around Steve's erection. Steve didn't have words for how good it was. The five tentacles seemed to be everywhere, exploring and caressing and squeezing and almost tickling. And he was using the main part of his tentacle. And what were the words for this? Forearm tentacle rather than finger tentacles? To squeeze the base of Steve's dick.
Wait, stop. Don't you want to feel it from the inside as well?
Bucky made a low noise in his throat.
Knew there was a reason you were in charge.
You first.
You're a fucking gentleman.
Bucky unwrapped his tentacles from Steve's dick. And Steve couldn't help the noise he made when the contact was lost. Bucky reached into the nightstand drawer and spread lube onto his tentacles, and then reached between his legs and slid them inside himself.
Steve, fuck this!
Bucky became entirely incoherent, just fragments of curses and noises. Steve just watched him for a while, reveling in the sight of him coming apart so completely with no one else touching him. But there was only so long he could resist, and bent his head to swipe his tongue over the head of Bucky's dick. Bucky made a low noise at the back of his throat, and Steve took his dick in his mouth and sucked and swirled his tongue around the head. Bucky yelled, "Steve!" and came. Steve swallowed and gently released Bucky's dick, then looked up at him.
Bucky was looking a little dazed. Wow. Best bad scientist so far.
Bucky tangled the fingers of his regular hand in Steve's hair and pulled him up for a kiss. The feel of Bucky's tentacles on his leg was still a surprise, and he drew back a little before he realized what he was doing. Bucky chuckled and worked the tentacles up Steve's leg. He kissed Steve again as his tentacles reached his groin, sliding two into Steve's ass as the other three caressed Steve's balls and base of his dick.
And... If he thought he'd run out of words before for how good it was, he was running out of noises now.
Bucky was alternating the pressure on his prostate with the pressure on his dick. Not just pressing, but curling and caressing as well.
Steve was aware that he was gasping and moaning constantly, incoherently begging. Bucky grinned at him, then slid down to take his dick in his mouth. It was all too much, and Steve was coming almost immediately.
Bucky lay next to Steve, tentacles curled possessively around his hip.
So, nap, and then you can fuck me with my tentacles in your ass, yeah?
Steve snuggled closer.
You got the best ideas, Buck. Then there was a thud against the bedroom door, followed by whining, then another thud. Bucky sighed. It ain't gonna let us sleep if we don't let it in, is it? Steve was already getting up. As soon as he opened the door, his shield rushed in, snuffled at his ankles, then headed for the bed. With its short legs, it took a couple of goes to scramble up, by which point Steve was already back in bed, sliding under the covers with Bucky. His shield turned round a few times at the end of the bed, before settling next to Steve's legs. Steve smiled, slightly despairingly, at Bucky. It's kinda endearing. It was a whole lot less endearing when they found out that while shut out of the bedroom, it had relieved itself all over Steve's boots.
The end. Reader's notes.
Happy birthday, Vasilady! I know you like Steve, and I know you like Bucky, and I know you like tentacles, and I know you like podfic, which is why you got a podfic about Steve and Bucky having tentacle sex. Hooray! For half a second after Odds Bodkins first starts describing Bucky's tentacle at the beginning of the story, I was kind of imagining that the cartoon Salad Fingers.
I like spoons.
And it was a really weird mental image that I had. But I hope people who enjoy Steve and Bucky and transmogrifiers and tentacles all enjoyed this podfic, and also people who enjoy crack, because I mean, how else are you going to love this if not for the crack, right? And I hope Vasilady has a wonderfully happy birthday, and I hope everyone else who listened to this enjoyed it as well. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.